Late last week in Bentonville, we met up with Louise Jones, or her artistic name, Wheezy. She's an artist specializing in public art murals. Born in California, she now lives in Detroit and is spending a couple of weeks in Bentonville, commissioned by Oz Art NWA and Just Kids, to create a work at 2nd and Main Streets. Wheezy's murals are lush replicas of flowers and can be found around her adopted city of Detroit, but also in Buffalo, Ohio, and elsewhere. When we met her Friday afternoon, masked and socially distant, the work in progress was a two-story maze of squares, slight outlines, and a grid of numbers and letters. We asked her about the art and science of creating larger-than-life public art.
So when you have a location, whether it's in Detroit or Buffalo or Ohio or here, do you get a picture of the building before you ever see it physically?
Absolutely, yeah. If it's out of town, I will... Even if it's in Detroit, I'll always get a photo sent before I move forward just to see if it's a good fit. Because, I try to take in the architecture as part of the work of art, you know? Yeah.
Well, so I am so intrigued by the marks, the squares, and what they mean.
Yeah. So it's a way for me to translate the small image of the mock-up from digital to... on the wall to mural. Yeah. And so we do the grid with a chalk line, like a construction chalk line, and we do the horizontals and the verticals at specific intervals. For this one, it was 2 feet, every 2 feet. And it's sort of just however big or small you want the grid, it depends on the artist. For me, this is actually smaller than I would usually have it. I could have gone to 3 feet and that would have been okay. But I'm working with an assistant this time that I've never worked with before. So the more precise I am with the grid, the easier it is for us to communicate about putting it, you know, up on the wall. And then because it's a chalk line, it's impermanent. So if it rains, then it will wash away, which is why we put the extra plus marks and numbers to indicate where things are. But also the numbers... or so you don't get lost in the grid, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I can holler at my assistant and be like, hey, can you work on, like, A or, like, 2A, and I'll be over here at, like, 10Z or something, you know? So, and then when we ran out of the capital letters, we just went to lowercase letters, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, speaking of getting lost, because you might be on one end of this two-story building.
Yeah.
Your assistant might be on the other end. You might be on the lift. They might be kneeling on the ground.
Yeah.
How often do you have to kind of step back and look at the whole picture?
Quite often, yeah. On a wall like this, it's easier to step off the lift and walk across the street. So I do it as much as I can because that's a luxury. But on a larger wall where there's more time getting from the wall down to the ground, then I'll just save it for, you know, lunch, you know, to go down and look at it. Yeah, yeah.
Is there ever a surprise between the digital incarnation and then when you get in front of the edifice for the first time?
Absolutely, yeah. Not so much a surprise for the client, maybe, because they might not notice the differences, but I might notice something where this is more difficult to achieve because there's a window where I didn't expect it, or the wall bumps out at a certain angle. So yeah, there are surprises, but I have learned to be resourceful, yeah.
In a way, creating a mural seems like juggling or eating fire, because how do you do it the first time?
It's scary. It's extremely scary. When I first did it, I was in my young 20s, and I was very, confident and fearless, and I had friends that were egging me on, so I just tried not to overthink it, and I think that's just my personality as well, yeah, because you have to take a leap of faith. You do.
Do people come by and ask you what you're doing?
Oh, all the time, yes. I get lots of comments. One that is pretty popular on this project is that it looks like paint by numbers.
Because of the numbers.
Because of the numbers. And I also get, you missed a spot a lot. but yeah, people are really into it. And flowers especially are universally loved. So, yeah.
So your work with flowers is beautiful. It's vibrant. How did that become your subject of choice?
Well, it came about in college. I started painting wallpapers into my paintings. I just started really enjoying the design of textiles and wallpapers, floral. And then that became my concentration. You know, in college, in art school, you kind of have to pick something and stick with it. And it's kind of like a thesis. So that was sort of the subject matter that I chose. And then I just went with it. And it went from small illustrations incorporating textiles and wallpapers to large compositions focusing on local native plants. It just evolved naturally because local and native plants, I can go to the location for a site visit and I can pick a bouquet and it could be specific to that time and place, you know, and it becomes very meaningful and very special, especially to the people who see the mural every day, you know.
Nothing is permanent, of course, but there is a sense of existence when you create a mural.
Of course.
You will leave.
Yes.
And thousands of people will come by day after day.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It's it adds to people's commute, you know, and people see it out of their window and it becomes part of their landscape, you know, and that is wonderful to me. That was more of a comment than a question, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Are you able to not be self-critical when you're done and you walk away? If you go back to a city 2, 5, 10 years later, you're okay?
I am not okay, usually. I'm never okay. I'm always so self-critical. I don't know if I'll ever get over that. There are some murals that I go back and I'm very satisfied, and there's nothing I would do to change. I still remember things that I was self-conscious about leaving it, but I'm content enough where I enjoy seeing them again. There are some murals from early on in my career where I can't even look at them. I tried, and some of them are in Detroit actually, and I try to avoid them. But I've talked to other people and other people have a better opinion about them. But yeah, I'm always self-critical.
Do you sign them?
I do, yeah. I always sign them at the top usually, either on the left or the right, and I sign it with my artist moniker, which is OUIZI, Wheezy, yeah.
You don't have a problem with heights, I'm taking it.
I do not, but I'm definitely still afraid of them sometimes, yeah. But I can get over it for the work, yeah.
We say respectful. You're respectful of them.
I am respectful of them, definitely. But I am so conscious of safety. If I am on a boom lift, I'll wear a harness, you know, and I'll always lock the chain gate on a scissor lift, and I don't play around, no. It's serious, very serious.
And what I love about your subject is they're always in bloom. If I come by in January, they're in bloom. If I come back in 2035, they're in bloom.
Yeah, yeah, and we have to really appreciate these things when we live in places with seasons. I grew up in California, and we don't have seasons, so I never could appreciate flowers fully until I moved to Michigan. And now there's a whole nother level of respect, you know, for the amazing miracle of plants, you know.
Okay, it's the last couple of hours of a project. Are you at all nostalgic, or are you ready to move on?
It's a little bit of both. It depends on the project. But some projects, I do them with other artists from all over the world, and I get really sad because I know I'm not going to see them again for a long time or ever again. Like when I went to New Zealand, I was like, I don't even know if I'm ever going to come back, you know? So I definitely cried a lot when I left that. But some projects, I'm all alone, and it was very physically taxing, so I can't wait to go home and sleep in my own bed.
What's one more thing I should have asked that I don't know about creating a mural?
That's a good question. I think you asked pretty much every question. One thing that I didn't touch upon was that you can't go to school for painting murals, but in 5 years, I think you can, because, yeah, I'm starting to actually do workshops for schools, like schools that I wish I had gone to, but I couldn't have qualified at the time, now are asking me to do lectures, and I'm my mind is completely blown, you know? I feel so humbled by that.
Louise Jones, a.k.a. Wheezy, is creating a two-story mural at 2nd and Main in downtown Bentonville. We talked with her last Friday afternoon. The art is a partnership with Oz Art NWA and Just Kids. You can find examples of her art elsewhere at her website, wheezyart.com/murals. Wheezy spelled
O-U-I-Z-I.